Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. In order to find a room away from the competitive housing market, the Studierendenwerk, or Association of Student Affairs Berlin, offers dormitory places. But the waiting list is very long, and more than 3,800 students are on it. Spokeswoman Jana Judisch stated that it can take 2 to 3 semesters, and if students apply there now, they might get a room, adding, quote, "We simply don't have anything on offer. Students have to wait and be patient," unquote. According to the Deutsche Studentenwerk, the accommodation rate of students in publicly subsidized dormitories, including those of state-owned housing companies such as Belenovo or Havoga, is the lowest in Berlin, with 5.32%. The frontrunner is Thüringen with a rate of 16.4%, and Brandenburg is at 14.3%. Back in 2015, the Senate promised to work for more affordable housing for students. At least 5,000 dormitory places were to be built by the state-owned housing associations and the Studierendenwerk, but the goal has not been met. From 2018 to 2022, only 2,448 new dormitory places were built. In total, the association rents out 9,189 places in 32 dormitories in Berlin, and it cannot currently afford to build any more new buildings. And because of the rising energy costs, they have recently announced a rent increase in the dormitories starting from January of 2023. In the current housing shortage, the Studierendenwerk is advertising the possibility of double occupancy single rooms that are large enough. There has not yet been a great demand for this, however, and only 25 rooms are currently rented in this way. The Hauptstadt is to get a tax office for foreign companies, and the start is planned for August of 2023. Berlin, in coordination with the other German states, is responsible for registering companies from around 100 countries that trade in Germany and are subject to the value-added tax, but do not have a registered office here. So far, it's mainly the tax office in Neukölln that has taken over the registration of these companies. Per the tax authority, about 150 employees are entrusted with this work, and they receive support from about 40 employees of other city tax offices. Around 650 new registration applications are received every week, and a total of around 110,000 online traders are now registered there, around half of them from China. Just 5 years ago, only 432 traders from China were registered, but in recent years, these companies have provided sales tax revenue, quote, "stable in the double-digit millions," unquote. A law passed back in 2018 against sales tax fraud in internet trade is also having an effect. The decision for the new Berlin International Tax Office was made last year in view of the constantly growing tasks. It's also to have its headquarters in Neukölln, near the existing tax office. Starting today, the first vaccinations with the new Omicron vaccine are available in Berlin. The modified vaccine is intended to provide better protection against the predominant Omicron variant. Per the Senate Health Administration, the first doses are ready at the vaccination center in the Ring Center in Lichtenberg. In addition, many doctor's offices are offering the second booster vaccination with the new active ingredient. Per the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, it is not known how many doctors are participating. The practices order the vaccine independently from pharmacies, which are supplied by wholesalers. But so far, 2,800 practices have participated in COVID vaccinations with the conventional vaccines. Unlike at the beginning of the vaccination campaigns, this time, sufficient doses are available from the start. Germany will receive a total of 10 million this week and next. Practices did have until September 6th to order the new vaccine, and according to the Central Institute for Statutory Health Insurance, only 1.6 million doses were ordered across Germany. A second booster with the new vaccine has so far been recommended by the Standing Committee on Vaccination for those over the age of 60 and those in high-risk groups. Health officials hope the new opportunity will spark a resurgence in getting vaccinations. In recent months, things had largely come to a standstill. For the second time, a 16-year-old allegedly insulted a trans woman in Friedrichsfelde in a transphobic manner. On Saturday, according to police, the teen attacked a 49-year-old, threw a stone at her, and officers eventually arrested the teen at the scene of the incident. The state criminal police office is now investigating him for insult and attempted dangerous bodily harm. The young man is already under investigation because he's said to have insulted and threatened the woman several times in the past. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.